Hello.
Hey Terry, is it a good time now?
Yeah, it's a good time now.
Sounds
Perfect.
great. Hope you enjoyed your meal.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you.
Okay, so Terry, I went through the book that you shared last time. I went through the book and it is pretty good. I like the color scheme and everything. There's just one thing that I wanted to understand from you. You shared that the trim size of the book is 8x8, right?
Right.
Okay. But there's a concern that if you're publishing the book on Amazon, they wouldn't accept the trim size of 8x8. So the thing that we have to do from our end is that we would need to have it adjusted to 8.5 by 8.5. So we need to extend the 0.5 inches from both the sides, from length and width both. So only in that case it would be possible for us to publish the book on Amazon, because Amazon does not allow 8x8 trim size to be uploaded.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, sounds great. So I will have this assigned to my team and we'll have the book formatted as per the trim size, and I will be sharing the revised files with you first before we move forward. And regarding the book cover, I just want to inquire one more thing from you since our team is already working on this. Is there any specific thing that you would want to be incorporated on the book cover? Like, would you want the grandma and the son as well, or both of them, or do you have any sort of ideas in mind that you would want to incorporate particularly, or shall we leave it to the team based on the form that you filled out?
Well, I think based on even the title of the book, "Hey Grandma, What is an Earthquake?" it's kind of important to have the grandma and the grandson on the cover. What my problem was when I designed the cover myself is that I couldn't find a picture of the two characters that are in the book exactly together for the cover. So I don't know if you have the ability to take those two characters and make a cover based on the actual characters from the book. That makes sense to me, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I was thinking the same. So I am going to have a meeting aligned with my illustration team in an hour, and I will be sitting with them and have this idea move forward across the board. And I'll hopefully be sharing the revised cover with you, and I'll tell them to share at least 2 to 3 mock-ups so that you can have the choice to choose between the two. And I'll have them shared with you.
Okay, I have another question for you. So,
Sure.
to be honest with you, as far as the if you remember, the grandma on the cover is pretty different looking than the grandma inside the book, right?
Yes, it's different.
I prefer a younger looking grandma. I don't know if that's something you guys have the ability to do. I mean, I think that the character of Mason, which is the grandson, that's a good. It's a good depiction because it's really generic, yet it's, dark hair, dark eyes, that kind of stuff. I like that. But I mean, I only could use what Canva had available. And so when I got to that point, I didn't have a lot of choices for a grandma character. Now, if it's too big of a deal and it's easier just to take the character from the book and put it on the cover, I'm okay with that. I just think I should be consistent because I've had a lot of people read it and they all say, "How come the grandma on the cover isn't the same as the grandma in the book?"
Absolutely, absolutely. My illustration team, they do have these expertise. I will be sitting with them as well, and I will have the same idea shared with them that we would want the cover to be made of the same grandma that is inside, and I'll have the cover made accordingly.
Okay, so that's easier than changing the character in the book.
Yep, that would be a lot easier. The reason why changing the character on the book is difficult, because for that, the illustration team needs to work right from the beginning for them to have that initial file so that they can make the changes incorporated. So if they start working on the character separately inside the book, they might have to format the whole book completely and work on the illustrations and the background again.
Okay, no, then let's go the easier way because I mean, it works for me. I think it needs to look like a grandma because of the title of the book and everything. So, I mean, I have question marks. That's kind of part of my brand or my logo are the question marks. I think that it would be nice to see those on the cover as well. So, I mean, if you take what I have, if your team is going to make it look better, I'm good with that. But also the little diagrams of earthquake or that represent an earthquake obviously make sense to me too.
Yes, absolutely. That makes sense to me as well. Let's do one thing. Let me have a word with my team. Let me share one or two mock-ups with you so that at least you can get an idea what the cover is sort of. And in case even those covers you would might like to make any amendments, we'll have all these things incorporated at that time, the trademark and everything.
Okay, so when will I hear from you again?
Okay, my team would need, like, since they would need to think on everything and sort of these things, they would be sharing the cover within, like, 3 to 4 business days. And regarding the formatting, I will just need to have a word with them. If even in formatting they would need to change any alignment or anything like that, I will be reaching out to you before day end today or at day start tomorrow via email, and I'll let you know the deadline regarding this.
Okay. I mean, I know you can go into Canva and change the size from 8x8 to 8.5x8, so that should be a pretty easy thing to do, I think.
Yep, but even in that case, since if we change the trim size as well, the image gets stretched out as well. So the team just need to adjust the background and everything to that 0.5 extended as well. For example, if I have my file open in front of me, and if I just change the page size, so it's going to give those extra borders as white borders. So the team would just need to change the background as well and merge that in. Because if they just stretch that, that would just ruin the text. So it would take a little expertise for them.
Okay, all right.
Because
I'm going to play around with it in Canva because I really do think that it automatically does it in Canva, but I may be wrong. I mean, of course, I don't want white edges. I want the color on the pages that the color is on to go to the edges. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And even in that case as well, at times once we publish the book on Amazon, there might be, even if the books are, for example, even if the images, the resolution is like even 0.1 lesser, it might reflect differently on Amazon. So I just need to work with my illustration teams to make sure that even the 0.5 that we're extending, that shouldn't be compromising on the quality at all. So we can do it with Canva as well, but I just need to ensure that quality is not compromised because obviously that is going to prolong things further.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. So I'll hear from you either later today or tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'll let you know the deadline by today, day end, or earlier tomorrow, all right?
Okay, Josh, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Terry. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.